Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very interesting and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about why it's necessary to be just and fair with one's enemies and one's friends. As you know, justice is one of the central Islamic virtues, justice and fairness. In fact, it's actually one of the qualities of God. And in fact, it is one of the main principles of, the madhab and the creed of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alongside Tawheed, monotheism, Nubuwwat, prophethood, Imamat, and also Qiyamat, the resurrection. With respect to being just and fair with one's friends and enemies, we have a verse in the Holy Quran which also alludes to this. In one verse of the Holy Quran we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who have faith, be maintainers of justice as witnesses for the sake of Allah, and ill feeling for a people should never lead you to be unfair. Be fair, that is, nearer to God-wariness, and be wary of Allah. Allah is indeed aware, well aware of what you do. Right? So in this verse, clearly we see Allah says that, you know, our ill feeling towards a certain person shouldn't prevent us from being fair and just to him. And as we could also see in this verse, it says that fairness and justice is something that brings us closer to piety. Piety, as you know, taqwa, this is the prime and most central virtue within Islam. And if other things are virtuous and good, then it is because they are manifestations of taqwa, or they lead to taqwa, fairness and justice. In this connection, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, this has been narrated in Imam Ali's will to his son, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. He says, I advise you to be wary of your duty to Allah in wealth and poverty. Of course, this is not the part of the hadith which is what we're concerned with. Then he says, and I advise you of being just towards both friend and foe. وَبِالْأَدْلِ عَلَى الصَّدِيقِ وَالْعَدُوفِ Being just to both one's friend and one's foe. So if we come in our situation where, we encounter our foe, and, we are in a position of power where we can perhaps be unjust to him, we should avoid doing this and try to act justly so that we can act upon this hadith. Justice is one of the most important virtues within Islam. Imam Ali has been narrated as having said, justice is the base that supports the whole world. And he said, justice is the shield of the nations. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of being just towards one's friend and one's foe in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.